We're currently holding an Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We're getting towards the end line, I guess you could say. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be holding by Erev Yom Kippur. And of course, it's a time where we're supposed to be introspecting, we're supposed to be thinking about the past year, the future year, perhaps in the other order, the future year, based on things that we've said in previous shiurim, that you first start by thinking in terms of where you want to be going towards the future, and then within that framework, you look towards the past in terms of what could be improved upon, what needs to be fixed, whether it's Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, Ben Adam Laatzmoi, etc. So of course it's a time where we need to be making a real honest assessment of what we've done with our lives, what we're doing with our lives, where we're heading with our lives. It's a time to really put priorities in perspective and to try to map out some type of a plan. Of course, there's the very well-known practice of accepting some type of at least small little Kabbalah, accepting some new form of behavior upon yourself that you will manage to stick with, something that will help you in a very concrete way go in the direction that you're trying to go in. And of course, when we're in this context, a very big part of what we should be doing is trying to figure out what really is important to us in life. Now, with that in mind, imagine the following theoretical, or maybe not so theoretical, but hopefully theoretical, picture. You have a guy, successful businessman, very well liked in the community. Let's say he also has a really nice voice, so he's the Baal Tefillah a lot of times. Lots of friends, active. He's either in charge of or a driving force behind numerous chesed organizations, tzedakah organizations. He donates very nicely to yeshivas and kollelim and other very important causes. Basically, an all-around really, you know, what we would call a success story in the Jewish world. A real success. You know, he learns a very decent amount. He himself is a learned person. He went to yeshivos. He davens at a regular time. You know, let's even say he goes to the Nates Minyan, wakes up at the crack of dawn. You know, a very well-rounded, successful person, materially, spiritually, just the type of person that would be the envy of most other people in the community. Just, it happens to be that without anybody knowing about it, he developed an addiction to the very dark side of the internet. And as a result of that, his marriage is in shambles and is headed towards disintegration. And over the years, he was a very detached parent, and his most recent tzuras have only made it worse. And all of his kids, one by one, are falling off the derech. Now, if that sounds like a very extreme picture, well, it's because it is. And I certainly hope that it's only theoretical. I can't help but wonder if maybe it's not as theoretical as it sounds. In other words, you're talking about a person that on the outside is the paragon of success. He's got everything going for him. He's got money, he's got friends, he's got community. He's learned. He davens. He supports Maizdis. He's got everything going for him. But in his private life, everything is a mess. Just in shambles. Now, if we would ask this person, you know what? Listen, if you want, we'll make it Eliyahu HaNavi. So, you know, fitting with this theoretical. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to this guy and he says, listen, if you want at the snap of my fingers, I'll go up to Shemayim and I'll be Poel Yeshua for you. I will entreat before the Almighty, right? Yom Kippur's coming up, the Gemar Chasima, and your life will have a complete turnaround. Your life will have a complete turnaround. What will happen? All of your external success will evaporate. Not that you'll become, you know, that you'll have to deal with grinding poverty, but you're not going to be a major macher in the community, you won't have any serious money. You'll have just enough to eke by, just enough to make ends meet. You won't have any charisma, none of the dynamism that you have now. You won't be involved with any yeshivas or kolim or chesed organizations, etc., High Lifeline, you know, or Project Inspire, none of that. You're going to have a rough time. Sometimes you're going to roll out of bed for this minion, and the next day you're going to sleep in that one. You won't really know much. You'll try your best to go to a daf yomi, sure. In other words, a real simple, pashit type of a life. You know, a good solid Jew. A guy who does his best to go to minyan and davin, and go to a daf yomi shir, and basically manages to make a living. But your home life, everything will be glatt. Your marriage, beautiful. Your children, all el chafayin yidin. What do you say? Do you want it? Would you like this? Would you appreciate this role reversal? It could be that some people would have hesitations, but it's hard for me to believe that the overwhelming majority of people would not ultimately say, yes, I am more than happy to give up all of my external grandiose success if I can have hatzlacha in my home life. If my marriage will be stable, I'll have good shalom bias and good children, and I won't have my addiction to all the schmutz on the internet. I'll be a good solid Jew. My children will be good solid Jews. My marriage together with my wife will be solid. If you can give me that basic solid, you know, we're all good Jews, I'll take it. More than happily will I take it. Let's even go a step further. Now this is probably really theoretical. Although again, Chazal tell us, Ein apotropos l'arayos. You know, if a person's not careful, no matter what station in life he's in, there's a story with Rav Elia Lapian, a Talmud of his, this is a pretty famous story, a Talmud of his came to him and said that he needed to go to a wedding where either there wasn't going to be a mechitza in the dancing, this is many, many, many years ago, or the mechitza was going to be, let's put it this way, much to be desired. So he asked Rav Elia Lapian about it. So Rav Elia was asking some questions back and forth, and during the course of the discussion, this Talmud said, you know, Rebbe, the lack of the mechitza, it won't be a problem for me. So Rav Elia looked at him with this really confounded, incredulous look in his eyes and said, I'm 80 years old and I'm blind in one eye. And these things are a problem for me. And you're telling me that these things are not a problem for you? Then go see a doctor. In other words, there's no such thing as, no, that doesn't affect me. Come on. I just recently read a story, I don't remember where I saw this, maybe I saw it in the book called Lifelines by Safir, maybe, that there was a guy who had a computer, and when he originally got the internet in his house, so his wife broached with him the idea of having a filter with safeguards, etc., and he basically, you know, mocked that idea and said, do me a favor, a person needs to have a filter on his neshama, and if he doesn't have a filter on his neshama and can't control himself, then this stuff is just a bunch of jokes. Well, to make a long story short, the guy wound up becoming a full-blown addict of the dark side of the internet, and it was a long story till his recovery, but the point is that, yeah, you know, nobody is immune to the potential pitfalls that are out there, and safeguards to be taken. So let's talk about another theoretical scenario. Okay, similar type of story, but instead of a successful businessman, he's a successful Rosh Yeshiva. Okay? He's got hundreds of Talmidim. He says a shir, which is the envy of the Torah world. Everything going for him. He's on the gadol, you know, the up-and-coming gadol list. Just, it happens to be, like we said before, he's got an addiction to the dark side of the internet, or some other addiction, whatever you want. And because of that, his marriage is a shambles, and his children are all going off the derech, etc. And again, we'll offer him, I could snap my fingers, and your life will have a role reversal. You will not be a Rosh Hashiva anymore, you'll barely know how to learn. You won't have any of that success anymore. You'll just be a simple Pasha Tayyid who manages barely to make a living. The same thing, right? But your marriage will be good, and your kids will be good, and you'll be solid, you won't have these addiction problems. Who when push comes to shove, would not say, please, I beg of you, give it to me. So what's the point of this exercise? The point of this exercise is to recognize what is truly important in our lives. Life, especially in the generation that we live in, is so busy that what really actually is the most important to us, at the end of a person's life, when a person's like 95 years old and lying on his deathbed, and let's say, you know, he supported 100 yeshivas, or he was the Rosh Yeshiva, thousands of talmidim, but looking back, he's got all that, just, he divorced his wife years and years ago because of his deep, dark addiction that nobody ever knew about. Inside, he's a shambles. His children all went off the derech. You think this person, in his dying moments, is going to feel that his life was a success, or he's going to feel that his life was a failure? On the other hand, you could have a person who, you know, he was a simple Jew his whole life. He made a living. He davened. He learned. He kept mitzvahs. He didn't get involved in any dark sides of this, that, or the other. And he had a good marriage, good solid marriage, and good solid erlicha children. How's he going to feel? He's going to feel successful. And not only that, but if the person struggled with his marriage, that it was looking like it was going to fail, and then in the end he managed to work it out, or a person who struggled with his children, and in the end he managed to get them back on the derech, he's going to feel like he's got the biggest source of riches in the world. I once read in the Jonathan Rosenblum biography of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, I don't have any complaints against the Ribbono Shel Olam. All of my descendants are Erlich Yidden. Not all of my descendants are Talmidei Chachamim or Rosh Yeshiva. All of my descendants are good, upstanding Jews. That's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, apparently, was the greatest success. Not the fact that he was the God of Lador, and hundreds of thousands of Jews the world over wanted to hear his opinion on everything, and wanted to ask him Eitzes and Shilas, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva. No! Why am I so thankful to the Rosh? Because all of my descendants, all my children, my grandchildren, etc., they're all good, upstanding Jews. Solid Jews. This, we have to realize during this time, I think, that what really, really is important to us is our family life. Our own status as a good, upstanding Jew, even if we're a simple Jew. And the success of our marriages and our children. To be able to build a solid, private, family, Jewish life. For yourself, together with your wife, or if it's women that are listening, together with your husband, and your children. And then we have to ask ourselves, how much am I putting and investing into that? Wouldn't a person be willing to part with even $100 billion if it meant that even one of his kids would come back on the derech, would stay from? How many people would say, no, let my kids stay off the derech, I'm keeping my $100 billion. How many people, push comes to shove, would say that? If Eliyahu HaNavi came and said, it's goli v'shamayim, that if you'll give up the $100 billion, your kid will come back onto the derech. So, yeah, it's pashit. It's pashit. Your own basic Yiddishkeit, your own marriage, every single one of your children is more than $100 billion. Now we have to ask ourselves the following question. If you had $100 billion, would you put one little guard by the door with like a little pistol and say, all right, you know, I did enough. That's enough ishtadlus. That's enough effort to guard my $100 billion. I don't think so. You'd have a deep underground vault. You'd spread the money in numerous investments all over the world. You'd have multiple security systems. Isn't that what people do to protect their wealth? How much are we investing? And I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to anybody else. How much are we investing into that which is really most important to us, which is worth more than $100 billion? $100 billion, it's worth more than that. Our own basic Yiddishkeit, our own marriages, our own children. How much time and effort and thought are we investing into this, which is the most important? This is Klal Yisrael. This is the Jewish people. Every single family unit. How much are we putting into it? And so often we get stuck with, yeah, but where do you want me to carve out the time? I'm so busy with my job, my learning, my chesed activities. Wait a minute, hold on. But all that does not even come to a tefil compared to how important we essentially know. And we can't help but ask ourselves the question, how does this happen? That which really is so important to us, it's like we so often wind up ignoring it and just almost casting it off to the side as if it's barely an afterthought. You know, maybe, okay, you know what, maybe I'll try to carve in some family time into my... What is that supposed to mean? And again, I'm talking to myself. What does that mean? Maybe I'll carve in some family time? Maybe I'll carve in some time to invest into my marriage and my children and myself? How could that be? I think it's because of what the Ramchal writes in the beginning of Masilas Yesharim. That things that are so blatantly obvious and straightforward and basic, because it's so obvious and basic, we take it for granted and we don't wind up thinking about it. And because we don't wind up thinking about it, we wind up forgetting about it. So this is the time. This is the time. This is the time when we need to be reminding ourselves, really taking stock of what is the most important, by far, things to us in our life. Our own basic Yiddishkeit, our marriages, and our children. This is it. If a person has this, I think it can be said in a very real way, he's got everything. And if he doesn't have this, he's got nothing. Nothing! And anybody, Rahmanul Itzlan, who's struggled with a failing marriage, or struggled with the difficulty that comes up with children, knows this on their flesh. But we don't want to wait, chas v'sholom, till it gets to there, to wake up and smell the coffee and realize, oh, right! Think about it. Someone who's dealing, chas v'sholom, lo aleinu, with a kid off the derech, isn't he willing to drop everything to deal with this problem? Whatever needs to be done, I'll drop everything to do it. Because this is the most important thing in the world. If his marriage is failing, I mean, listen, some people don't even wake up and smell the coffee until it's mamish too late. But someone with a brain in his head does wake up and smell the coffee. If his marriage is failing, he puts that is before everything. So why do we have to wait until chas v'sholom serious problems arise? Let's be smart. And let's realize how important these things are, by far more important than anything else, before problems start, and invest into it the way we need to, the way we would invest into guarding and developing $100 billion asset, not less than that. And I think maybe if we'll do this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see, oh, they're heading in the right direction. They're putting their heads on straight. So I'm going to help them. And that's ultimately what we're going to be standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. I'm going to say, Tata in Shemayim, Tata in Himmel, our dear Father in Heaven, please help us. Please help us to do and accomplish and carry out that which you most want us to do more than anything else. Of course we should be shooting high in everything. Of course we should have great aims and goals and aspirations and yearnings to be big accomplishers, to really make a difference. But Rabbeisai, we have to realize that if we don't make that difference in our own lives and in our own marriages and with our own children, then there's not even a makom to begin to make it extending outward. I once heard Rav Yitzchak Silver says that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Yehi beischa beis vad l'chachamim, or Yehi beischa pasuach l'anim. He said, you know what that means? It means first you need beischa. If you don't first have the home well established, well founded, with a healthy beating heart, then there's no makom for it to be pasuach l'chachamim, pasuach l'anim, etc. So while we're undergoing this time of very honest and thorough introspection, let's really ask ourselves, what is it that really is the most important things in our lives? Isn't it our own Yiddishkeit, our own marriages, our own children? And if that's true, then what am I doing, or what am I going to do? That's even better. How am I going to change my life on the very, very practical level? On the very, very practical level, I'm going to make it a priority to go out with my wife at least once a week without the children. The babysitting costs money. The children don't like it. But it's an investment. It's an investment for them as much as it is for you. I'm going to make it a priority to spend private time with every single one of my kids at least once a week or once every 2 weeks. If a person has 20 kids, maybe it's not shy once a week. Every single person, obviously, how the practical aspect of it works out, every person has to determine for himself. You can't make a cookie cutter recipe for it. But what we can definitely do is say that this, I think, is universal. That the family unit, the person himself, his marriage, his children, this is absolutely, by far and away, the most important value that we have in our lives. And therefore it behooves us to take those concrete steps to invest in this value the way that it really deserves and needs to be invested in. So that when we're sitting, achameh ve'esrim, and we're in our last moments and we can look back on our lives and we say, yeah, Taka, Baruch Hashem, I had a successful life. I'm thankful to the Baruch Shalom. All of my descendants are Erlich HaYidin. Gemach Sinat Taiva.